What's in a name?
I had to battle with myself a lot with it because I know from personal experience how it feels to have to always be battling against your name. So I didn't want my son to have to eventually be put in that position.
That was expectant mom Nikki Drayton on The Takeaway discussing her decision to not give her son a name that would identify him as Black. Her own name is a case in point. Nikisha, she prefers Nikki, in places where she believes she and now her son will face some kind of discrimination for having what, in our discussion last week, was called a ghetto name. That provoked a lot of discussion. Joe from Dallas says, as a Black man, I was quite offended by the discussion. Nikki gives the impression that the name given to the child predicts the child's future. She forgot one thing. It is called teaching your child right from wrong. She has every right to choose the name for her child, but based on whether it sounded Black or not, seems like internalized racism. Angela had this reaction. I think the guest spoke the truth. What she did based on the facts may have been a painful choice for her. I respect her right to consider all aspects of naming before making a decision. At one time, my job was to work to raise the quality of education and assist teachers as they improve their craft. I've seen it countless times. The longer the name, the more unique the spelling, the less a child is called on for any purpose. Angela said it's a hard message. Put some children on the bench early in the game. They don't know why, and they often think teachers don't like them. How do you explain this to a seven-year-old? Joining me now is Akiba Solomon, managing editor of colorlines.com. Akiba, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Now, your name might suggest something very particular about you, but I'm wondering if you view this discussion as kind of a sophomoric sensitivity, or is there something deeper going on here?
Well, I definitely think there's something deeper going on. What it sounds like is that Nikki is responding to not even internalized racism, but institutionalized racism. And this idea that just in a name, you know, that you could somehow prevent many of the systems that are in place from affecting your child by not naming your child an African-American name. The problem with that is that, you know, no matter what, you're still going to have to face the system of racism. I mean, when we talk about things like incarceration, we have 1 in 15 Black men incarcerated compared to 1 in 106 white men. A name isn't going to change that fact. And so, you know, we can look at stats across the board and see that, you know, Black people aren't doing too well in this system, and a name isn't going to protect her child from that.
Well, but does a name contribute to that, I wonder? And is there a range here? I mean, your first name, Akiba, sounds like a very traditional African name, but there are other names that are more African-American, seem to be much more obscure. Linetia, for instance, things like that, some of which have origins in particular language, but some of which don't. How do you see it?
I mean, I see this as sort of a classist conversation, to be frank. You know, my name is a Swahili name, but to some people who don't understand that, it sounds the same as Linetia or some of the other examples that were given, I think the problem here is the question of who is the name palatable to? You know, what Nikki didn't name and what isn't being named is this idea that you have to be palatable to white people to do well in this country. And while there are, you know, while it is a fact that it's important to, you know, have fluidity within your social, you know, socially to have fluidity, that's important. It's also important to have a sense of self-determination. And if someone names their child Linetia and then arms Linetia with what she needs to be armed with to do well, then that's what it is. I mean, it's really unfortunate that we have reduced this down to a name.
Akiba Solomon is managing editor of colorlines.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.